And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Do we have a great show for you today? Kevin Kelly is in the house, and we're going to be talking Parker boats. We're going to be talking inshore fishing, offshore fishing, and with Corey fresh back from Cedros, we're going to be talking a lot of bass fishing, too. You stay tuned. It's going to be a great show. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Here's great news. If your boat is between 27 and 32 feet, Seakeeper has you stabilized. The Seakeeper 2 is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats up to 35 feet. Even better, this Seakeeper 2 is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate off battery power, making installation fast and easy. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride on the boat with the Seakeeper team. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and book your free demo ride, visit seakeeper.com/take a ride. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. Seakeeper.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we will have great savings from Daiwa on Lexa, Saltist, and Saltiga reels. Fantastic offers on the Proteus Wind Grip Rod 2. Plus, Daiwa will offer a free gift with purchase. Over 20 manufacturers' reps, including Daiwa, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 80% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Nothing but good times,
yeah,
Rick.
Yeah, totally, man. We're having a great time. It's going to be a very fun show. Like we said, we have Kevin Kelly in the studio today. We're going to be talking Parker Boats, talking lots of fun. Kevin's rolling in here right now. He probably had to stop and let Lucy out of the car for a quick sec. But Kevin will be here in no chance. But, man, we have a lot of great stuff to talk about. This is it, man. This is the time of year that we all love, October. We were talking about it yesterday in the tackle store. I think that the yellowfin tuna fishing was better this week than it has been the entire year.
Like many years.
It's just wild right now. I mean, just about, if not limits for every trip, certainly very good fishing for most all of the trips that have made it out there. And the difference has been the quality. You know, I mean, in the beginning of the year, we were catching very fun fish. You know, a lot of more on the smaller side, football type size fish. I mean, the fish that I saw come into Fisherman's Landing yesterday, on average, 20 pounds, 25 pounds. I mean, no shortage of 30-pound yellowfin tunas. It's just so cool.
A 25-pounder is legit. I mean, that's a legitimate tuna.
And there was like a mix of everything, which always makes it fun. Like, you talking to the guys yesterday, there was a mix of, you know, light line, fly line, small hook fishing where you had to finesse. Well, you kind of had to earn it, you know. So everyone you got, you were stoked on, mixed with wide open, throwing your Tranks 400 and a popper and a Colt Sniper stick bait and foamer fishing and everything in between. This is what we live for.
And it's crazy. It's October, man. It's October, and it's as good as it's been all year, like you mentioned. And, dude, this is when we get the Santa Anas, the ocean lays down.
Flat water.
Dude, you could run that 30, 40 miles on a small boat. And
I love it.
I know it. It's nothing but good times.
Yeah. Speaking of good times, you came back from back-to-back killer trips. You know, I know we talked about a little bit before the show started, but you said Cedro sport fishing, or fishing Cedros with Cedro's kayak fishing was just, you said it was just off the charts.
Epic,
this year,
man.
That's so cool. Let's hear about it.
Jeff does such an awesome job. Him and his wife, it's a family atmosphere. You pick a location, they pick you up. They don't have to do that. They pick you up and they take you to the CBX. Dude, they pay for the CBX. It's all part of your package. They pay for your flight. Dude, you get on a private flight.
So cool.
A two-hour flight to Cedrus Island, man. And I know Rosie's doing the same thing, and dude, it's just everything they're doing in collaboration on that island for us to get there is awesome.
That's cool.
And the way Jeff and his, I'll call it family, because everybody that works at his place there, it is like family. And it's, there's seven or eight people on his, I'll call it a compound. I mean, it's like a house that he's made rooms, and every man, he only caters to five or six people.
That's so cool. That's so cool.
And each individual has his or her own room. Everybody gets their own room. Dude, you hop up, you get up at 5 a.m, Lulu's making breakfast and getting everything ready for the day. Dude, you jump in the pongas on his property.
At the house.
At the house.
Yeah.
You jump in the ponga. And they've already got the kayaks loaded up if you want to kayak fish. If you don't, dude, the pongas are there to go fish the pongas.
That's cool.
And he trailers you about a three-minute ride down the main street to the launch ramp and and puts you in. And, dude, off you go.
Oh, how cool.
And the coolest part is he goes a different direction. Mm-hmm. If everybody's going to the left, he goes to the right. And it's just cool. Literally every single day, I was there for 9 days of fishing.
Oh, my gosh, that's so
rad. 9 days,
dude. That's so rad.
We never were around another boat.
Okay.
And
how cool is that?
And, dude, everywhere we went, it's so incredible, the life there right now. It's Barracuda and Bonito, and not small Bonito, dude, like 5, 6, up to 10 pounds.
Rad.
So along with the bass fishing is all that Barracuda and Bonito and Yellowtail. We saw Yellowtail everywhere we went.
That's so cool.
One of the last days we went, we made a run over to Chester's and had the most incredible fishing between Chester's and Eugenia, and just that zone. There's kelp, and it's just weedless style fishing.
And so rarely fished, I'm sure.
Dude. I mean,
those things never see a weedless come through there.
Seriously, the average is like 4 pounds.
Oh, my God.
3 to 5s with 6s, 7s, 8s.
No.
Dude, let me tell you. The most incredible fishing, weedless style, that I've had. But here's the deal. The yellowtail over there. I'm so stoked. I'm so happy I did not hook one. Because, dude, 40-pounders swimming.
Come on.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, what a cool trip that is.
And
Corey?
So the kayakers, you know, they're fishing bad. The group I had were total bass guys.
Yeah.
Not one surface iron, not, I mean, imagine that, right?
I can't.
40-pound yellow swimming around chasing the weedless.
And all you guys hoping you don't hang one.
Seriously. Can you imagine awesome. All the bass gear?
And how cool would that, and that there's no more fun fishing, especially for calico bass, than using that technique that you were such a pioneer of. That weedless bait fishing is just, that's it, man. The bites are so violent, and you, it's all visual. You see so much of it. You see them streaking out of the kelp stringers and cartwheeling over the top of themselves to try and eat that thing off the surface.
You're like, describing it. Exactly.
I love it.
But, dude, 4 and 5 pounders climbing over each other to get to it. Insane.
How cool.
And you know what's cool is the way they stack those outbacks,
okay,
the Hobies, onto the Pongas and unload them for the guys. Dude, I never thought it'd be so easy.
Getting on and off the boat is no big deal.
Dude, it's literally like 2 minutes of kayak.
No kidding.
It's the easiest thing I've ever seen in the world.
That's rad.
And it's like they're made to fit in the Ponga perfectly.
What a cool experience that is, too. And like you said, if you wanna fish the Ponga, do it. If you want to fish the kayak, if you want to do both, you want to combo up, do a kayak one day, fish the Ponga the next day.
And that's the thing. If you decide the night before, like, hey, Jeff, you know, like, I've had enough for the last 2 days.
My legs are tired or my arms are tired. I want to get back in the kayak, whatever.
Yeah, you can go either way and fish it half the time one way, half the other. There was a couple guys that wanted to fish the yellows at the south end.
Okay.
And, dude, they went and fished and had their arms pulled off the first day. Had, like, you know, 12, 15 fish and let them go. And that was Mark and Greg, you know, from Orange County.
Cool.
Really cool. Good listeners of the show, and we're stoked to be there and be a part of it. They had an awesome time. They went the next day and had, like, the same style. They're like, man, we're tapped out. We've had enough. And at noon, dude.
That's so cool.
At noon, they're running back to the lodge just to have a nap and lay down. The next day, same thing. You know, they're releasing all their yellows and having a good time. Dude, listen to this. On top of the yellows in the south end, fishing mackerel, they had 8 Dorado in the 12-pound range.
Get out of here.
8 Dorado.
How cool is that?
Yeah, dude. And even in the travels going up and down the island, dude, we saw the Dorado, the same size. They're all like 12-pounders.
Okay.
Chasing the flying fish.
No kidding.
Yeah, dude, you would see the flying fish go and the Dorado jumping up out of the water chasing them. And
it's a really cool experience and a cool island, and I love the people there, too. Everybody's very proud of the island, and it's a very, like, familia, you know, atmosphere.
Everybody's
down at the harbor in the afternoon just because that's what you do, and kids jumping and cruising in the water.
It's just a
cool, cool experience, and what a unique way to get to experience with the Cedros kayaking operation. Like you said, it's... You're part of the family. I mean, there's five
dude,
of you. You know, there's five of you down there. Like.
There's five in the group, 6 tops. Yeah. You know, if you have a group of 6, he's got that many rooms to accommodate 6. That's all, dude. That's all. And I'm telling you, there's 8 crew members helping make sure that everything runs smoothly
cool.
for 5 to 6 guys.
And you're staying. It's like you're staying at a buddy's house,
dude.
You know, I mean, like you are. It's a private house that you're staying at, and the food, the common area is very comfortable. It's a really cool deal. Very unique.
He's built an awesome common area. Nice table outside. He's got the home style fireplace outside. You know, for everybody to enjoy a fire. And then he's got. He just built a brick oven, you know.
Like a pizza oven?
A pizza oven, dude.
That's cool.
We had the first pizzas that came out of that oven. And let me tell you, I mean, does it get any better?
Oh, man, I'm in on that.
Dude, enjoying it.
Cold Pacifico and a fresh pizza?
Dude.
Sign me up.
You go from Lulu, a local, this awesome lady making you home-style breakfast burritos and making the most killer tacos and guacamole and all that going on. Are you kidding me? She brings her daughter into the picture, and they're making pizzas.
That's cool.
Oh, dude, it doesn't get any better,
man. That's awesome. What a great trip and a great time. And we're doing it again next year. If you want to join us, jump on the trips page on the letstalkhookup.com website. Look for the Cedros Kayak. They are, as Corey said, I mean, they fill up. You know, you take 5 people. You know, there's five or six people in the group, so they go fast. But, man, what a great opportunity and a really, really cool experience. And I'm so glad to hear Jeff took such good care of you. No surprise there. That's just kind of what those guys do.
Have you ever heard me so fired up?
Only about Salto. Only Salto is the thing that gets under your skin at that kind of level. So I can tell it was a good trip. Man.
Oh, man.
That's awesome. Well, what a great time. And, man, like I said, we got so much great stuff to talk about today. Really looking forward to BSing with Kevin Kelly. You want to talk about about the guy. We want to talk about the guy that sells the rig for this type of fishing. It gets no better than the Parker boat for this type of season that we're having right now, from inshore yellowtail and yellowfin to offshore bluefin. I mean, that is made for the Parker boat, and it's going to be a really, really good time talking with Kevin this morning, talking fishing, all the great stuff that's going on this morning. Really, really looking forward to just hearing all of the stories that, you know, Kev's got about, you know, customers and buddies with their 25 Parkers going out to San Clemente Island and catching 200- and 300-pound tunas. Today's going to be a great show.
From all those 200- and 300-pound bluefin to, the, like you're saying, the 20- to 30-pound local yellowfin going on, doesn't get any better. You want to give us a shout, you can do so at 833-288-0973. That's the number here for the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network. And we'll be here all day, 2 hours, like you're saying, with Kevin Kelly. And, dude, we're giving away a pair of Maui Jims
Huge prize today.
Yeah, a pair of Maui Jims, a local kind. The local kind. So give us a shout. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup with Kevin Kelly and more. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedro Sport Fishing. Cedro's Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have all the styles of hoop nets, including the new Ambush XL Heavy 14-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarnets.com.
Saturday, November 2nd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle and clothing. Choose from hundreds of t-shirts and shorts from AFTCO. It's AFTCO and Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations, with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network.
Yeah, and we're streaming live on the app, too. You know, I know we mention it a lot, but, man, if you haven't downloaded the app, you probably hear us drilling it into you and think, I mean, screw these guys, I don't know how I'm going to deal with this thing. It is so killer. The Let's Talk Hookup app is for sure the easiest way to listen to the show. It's totally free. All you got to do is jump on either your iTunes, or not your iTunes, rather, but your Apple iStore, Apps Store, your App Store or the Google Play Store. It's totally free. Just search the word Let's Talk Hookup, find the Let's Talk Hookup icon, download it. And it's, even if you normally tune in, it's just a nice thing to have. Anywhere you're at, click a button, show streams right through your phone, play through the car stereo. It's just a very easy way. Totally free. You don't get any ads. You don't get any BS. On the rare occasion, if we're doing something really cool, like that live broadcast we had at the Kona Kai, you'll get a little text message, hey, don't forget the boys are live at Kona Kai, and there's going to be free breakfast and mimosas and Bloody Marys and a fun live broadcast and a bunch of prizes. Like, every once in a while, you'll get one of those. But,
and that's it.
It's cool, man. Yeah.
That's it, and there's nothing crammed down in any other direction
exactly.
Other than just a slight ad like that. Once a month, maybe.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So it's a great way to keep in touch. Also, a really good way to listen to archive shows. So if you want to check it out, the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a great way to listen, and Adam does such a killer job of putting the putting those shows up. I mean, darn near immediately.
Yeah,
as
right
soon
away.
As the show's done, Adam's got it up
and
on the app.
Greg and Mark, the brothers that were on the first trip, Rick. That's both of them said they're stoked on the app, and that's what they do. They listen to it during the week, during their drive. You know, I mean, Orange County, L.A. The traffic doesn't isn't too friendly most of the time, so they listen to while they're driving.
Yep, no doubt about it. Well, a great time. As Corey said, if you want to join us this morning, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us this morning here on Let's Talk Hookup. And again, what a killer prize, man! Brand new pair of Maui Jims. We're giving away the local kind. It's a great pair of glasses. That's the most recent pair of Maui Jims that I just got. The local kind. I would call it a semi-wraparound style frame. It's still kind of square looking like a traditional pair of glasses, but it's got a good angle where it really kind of blocks the light from coming in, but it's not like a real aggressive kind of funky looking pair of glasses. They're really, really nice. I really like them. It's the local kind. And this one has that soft black frame with the with that Maui green lens. It's a brand new lens that they just came out with, which I'm a huge fan of, especially offshore fishing breezers. Like, there's almost like a rose tint that you see looking out. You don't see that from the outside looking in, but you looking out, it's just a really good color contrast pair of shades. I'm stoked on them. It's what I have right now, and I keep them on the boat. I really like them.
And you can't beat the glass lens. Yep. Glass lens is where it's at.
No doubt about it. Well, hey, we're going to jump into the phones. Why don't we get things started off? And while we're, I think Kevin has just arrived, so Kevin will be rolling up here in just a quick minute. But why don't we jump into the phones, Corey?
Let's do it. Let's talk to Frank. Frank Cohn from Oxnard this morning. Hey, thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, Frank.
Good morning. I have a question for Ricky about accurate reels. I have a Boss Extreme 500 Narrow.
Okay.
And I haven't been able to find a rod to fit that because it's slightly narrower, more narrow than the other three accurate reels I have.
Right.
So I've been taking the bolts off the bottom and just using the regular rod clamp.
Yeah.
My question, does somebody make rods that will fit?
So that's a great call, and there are a couple of ways that you can go, Frank. Yes, there are definitely rods that will fit that, and you need to look towards rods that are built with those real skinny, you know, blanks. So like the Shimano Therese series, some of the Terramar series rods, things that incorporate a lot of graphite. You know, your tendency on rods that are, you know, have more graphite than they do glass tend to be skinnier blanks, which give them skinnier butt sections to fit in between those pretty narrow studs like you'll see on a Boss 500 Narrow. The other route that you can go is there's an aftermarket clamp system that's made by Tiburon. And they're not super cheap. It's around $50, but it's a very nice clamp system that basically removes the stock reel studs that you have, and it replaces it with a horseshoe-style clamp. It's a really good clamp that fits the reel, but then you now no longer have the real skinny studs, and you have a very standard width that would fit on any rod. So the short answer is yes, there's plenty of skinny rods out there, and the one I would probably look to would be a Therese, like an 80 heavy, something like that, would be an 8-foot rod that would fish, you know, call it 25 to 40 pound, which would be most popular for your 500 narrow, or just go in and purchase that new aftermarket clamp, and then you can put it on any rod you'd like. I hope that answers it up for you there, Frank.
It does. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the phone call very much. He made it. Kevin Kelly, stoked to have you in here this morning. Morning, buddy.
Good morning.
It's a different studio, a little twist, a little turn, and we figured we figured you had to stop and give Lucy some water and let her out the car for a couple minutes.
I didn't bring Lucy because I was down here yesterday fishing.
Oh, well, all right.
So
well,
I stayed down here.
You're coming from the other direction.
I was coming from the other direction and got all bass action.
Hey, no worries, buddy. Well, we're stoked to have you. Corey and I were BSing before the show started. What a perfect time to have Kevin Kelly on here. If there is not a season and a style of fishing that suits the Parker boat more than this, I don't know what it is. And, buddy, we're stoked to have you in here, man. Good morning.
Well, yeah, it was fun yesterday. We saw a lot of Parkers out there, and we had a great time. It was so nice. It was so nice. We limited out on a bluefin on my buddy's boat. Miles has his older 2520.
Excellent.
And we've been out there just day after day after day trying to catch the big ones. And then down here, we can get down those yellowfin. Way fun.
Oh, man.
One of the best days ever.
I'm so happy to hear that. And this is the right time of year. It's great weather. It's great fishing and lots of fun. And lots of fun with boats that size. And speaking of lots of fun, we're going to slide down right now to the East Cape because Pete Gray is on the line calling us live from Palmas de Cortez for our Let's Talk Hookup Fun Tournament. Pete, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Corey and Kevin and Ricky. Hey, sounding great here. And Kevin, is that same boat you caught that 300-pounder on?
Yes.
You are an animal, man. You are just a tuna machine down there. And I'll tell you what, I wish the tuna fishing was as good as it is at home down here. It is not, but there is plenty of fish down here to catch. Boats yesterday, this is our 25th annual Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular, and everybody's having a good time. Actually, today is the first day of tournament day. Today and tomorrow are our actual tournaments. Yesterday was a warm-up day and beautiful weather. It's actually very overcast and looking like it's going to rain today. They're calling for thunder showers. There's a little tropical disturbance kind of southwest of here that's not going to do any damage or anything, but it's absolutely grease calm out looking nice at the Sea of Cortez and just nice overcast. But it's been hot, so this has kind of been a nice welcome relief for us here at East Cape because it's been unseasonably hot is what the locals are telling us, hot and humid down here. So we're looking forward to a little cooler weather and more normal conditions for this fall. But it's beautiful, green, and lush because of the rain they've had this fall and just really a fantastic time down here at Palmas de Cortez. But yesterday, pre-fishing, the boats came in with a lot of wahoo. Wahoo are everywhere down here. So a lot of wahoo and a lot of marlin, a lot of sailfish, and a few tuna. There was some tuna offshore, like 50 miles. The guys got on, and they said they didn't want to bite. They bit pretty well the day before, but we're hoping that changes today. But better weather today. We did have, because of those Santa Ana winds in our area there yesterday and the day before, there was some north wind in the afternoon yesterday, so the guys got a little bit of north wind. But interestingly enough, one of the boats said that when they were 50 miles out, there was flat calm, but the north wind was kind of more inshore here. So that was short-lived, and it's gone now, and now it's more of a southern, you know, tropical push here, so overcast, so beautiful, beautiful weather. But we have 60 people in our group, a great group of people, a lot of regulars. In fact, Team No Bananas, represented by one of the members, Drew, is back after many, many years of absence. So we're looking forward to having them back in and going. And a lot of great regulars, as a lot of new people here. Mark and John are here helping me with the tournament and having a good time. Justin from Macara Pulling Lures back east supplied lures that we're going to be giving for prizes. And, of course, Dave from State Right Stripes gave us $1,000, $500 for the largest tuna, $500 for the largest wahoo and dorado. Going to be a good time. Eddie from Palmas de Cortez here, been taking great care of us. We had a nice welcome reception here Thursday and Friday night. Anibal, who's the boat guy here, does a great job. He's keeping things organized for us. And, of course, the one and only Bobby Van Warmer has been running around being the emperor here and keeping everybody happy here at Palmas de Cortez. So beautiful place, having a great time. And we went on our quads yesterday. I posted it on our Instagram, Facebook yesterday, Mark and John and myself went rented some quads from Can-Do, Eddie there, and went up to Punta Pescadero and had great snorkeling, beautiful snorkeling up there yesterday, and a nice lunch and nice cruise up and down the Sea of Cortez there, beautiful weather. So that's always kind of a fun thing to do. That's kind of what we're doing today. We're kind of sticking around to run the tournament today, and then we're going to go fishing on Genren with Captain Mark Rayer tomorrow. Looking forward to that. And then we're going to do something a little different. We're actually staying an extra day. We're going to go down to Cabo Pulmo and go diving, scuba diving on Monday. So that's kind of our plan here, is get a day of fishing in with Mark on Genren tomorrow and then go diving and just go do a little more quadding. And we're going to go down and visit Rancho Leonero today, go see John Ireland on the quads today, and maybe go down to lunch today and hang out with John for a little bit. So there's so much to do here in the East Cape. It's not necessarily all about fishing, but the tournament is all about fishing. So I'm looking forward to seeing those guys back at the dock probably 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon with loads of fish. So looking forward to that. So you guys have a great show, and want to remind everybody, of course, I know you've said it, Ricky, no show tomorrow, unfortunately, because of the NFL preemption there. Of course, Ricky, big day for you next Saturday, man. I know you won't be on the show next Saturday and Sunday because something's going on, some wedding or something like that. Is that right?
Yeah, a week from today, Dallas and I are making it official, so we're really excited, buddy. Going to be a good time. So, yep, no show for me next Saturday, but we're looking forward to an awesome weekend, man. I appreciate you saying that, buddy.
Yeah, well, Corey and I will be there with a couple great guests both Saturday and Sunday. And welcome back, Corey. I know you had a great trip down there at Cedros Kayak Fishing with Jeff and the gang there, and I know you guys have been talking about that. I'll let you get back to the show and Kevin and talking about Parker boats and Yamaha outboards and all the good fishing that you're experienced there in San Diego. So we'll give a full report on the tournament next Saturday, and have a great show.
Great job, Pete. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling us, keeping up to date. Glad you guys are having the fun variety trip down there. And, yeah, we'll look forward to hearing the full report and see how she wraps up. Great job, buddy. Have a great time down there. Say hi to everybody, and make sure to keep an eye on those boys down there. They can get a little wild, I promise.
Oh, yeah. Well, they keep an eye on me.
All right, have fun, Pete. Thanks for the call.
All right. See you later.
All right. Well, with that, man, some great fishing going on. Kevin, all right, give us the info, buddy. I know that there's been some great tuna fishing. Sounds like you guys had a big day. Did you say limits of bluefin locally on the Parker yesterday?
No, yellowfin.
Limits of yellowfin yesterday. Okay, right on.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, man, there's one of the things that's been so cool about this October is there's been a real variety in the grade of fish. You know, it was when the season started out, there was a lot of smaller ones, but they were fun and hungry. And boy, as the fall has kind of progressed on, there's some nice local grade yellowfin around right now.
Yeah, we latched into a couple of bigger ones that were definitely a grade above the rest of them. And then we were, you know, throwing some back that we had hooked in the corner of the mouth and seeing if we could get some bigger ones.
You might get a 5-pounder, you might get a 35-pounder now. That's pretty cool.
That was really fun. It was just one of the best days we've had. So,
and you were fishing on a 25 pilot house yesterday?
I was fishing on my buddy's Miles. Nicholas has an older 2005 2520. One of the Mark Wish specials.
Okay, the Notch Transom.
The Notch Transom, smaller cabin, but the huge deck.
Yeah, giant.
Yeah, and we just whacked them. And we just found them between the 425 and the 371.
Perfect.
On blind jig strikes, and then the first couple were the skipjack, and then we were, you know, trying to get rid of those damn things, and then all of a sudden the blue or the yellow thing started showing up.
Dude, don't get rid of those skipjack. It's been that season.
No, we kept a few.
Yeah,
we kept
there
a few.
You go.
That's so cool. 25-20, a perfect offshore boat for that type of fishing. Couple of buds. You got such a good big cockpit that you alluded to there. You can put a big giant bait tank on there, hold all the bait you want, plenty of bait to chum. It's just, I mean, you want to talk about an ideal offshore machine. What a great boat for out here.
There was four of us on board, and we were not in anybody's way, and it was just a great trip.
Oh, man, I'm so
glad
to hear
that. It's been a while since I've had that much fun.
Carnage.
Yeah.
I love it.
Uh-huh. And what was funny is we would, they were all hiding underneath the boat.
Okay.
So you
they were on you, stuck to you like glue.
Yeah, you'd dump a few, you know, in the water, throw some anchovies or sardines right there next to the boat, and you could watch them swim out from underneath and hit your bait.
Ah, that's so cool, buddy. Yeah. What a great trip. Well, speaking of great trip, I know there's some great fishing going on down below. We got the cast man, Richard Castanader from Cast Tour, standing by this morning and looking forward to hearing some great info.
And a catcher trip. Catch Report is sponsored by the pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, returns to the San Diego landings. Now with Fish Pros and Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked jerky fish, smoked cheese, spices, rubs, and their famous tuna burgers at their convenient Liberty Station location. Doesn't get any easier. Or you can order online. It does get easier. You can order online at fishmansprocessing.com. The spices and rubs are now available. If you wanted a step easier, now they're available at Dana Landing on Mission Bay.
Roll right through. Get yourself a fresh yellowfin from Kevin. Dude. Grab that poke kit and make yourself some fresh
doesn't
poke
get any
when you get
better.
Home. Yeah, I dig that for sure. Cashman is standing by this morning. Buenos dias, Cashman.
Hey, Ricky, Corey, what's going on, man?
Good morning. Talking Parkers, talking tuna. We are having some fun with Kevin Kelly in here this morning. How you doing, Cass?
That's good, man. Hey, listen, I'm on the vehicle. My wife and I are heading back to Oregon, and anyway, we're en route. Should be back in SoCal about noon today. But Ricky, there's some good fishing going on down in that southern part of Baja, especially around from La Paz, East Cape, down to San Jose de Cabo, and then, of course, around the corner up the Cabo San Lucas there. But on the Pacific side, the Jaime Bank, the 1150, the Golden Gate, lots of striped marlin. Just about, some boats, 2, 3, or 4 per day. A few blue marlin mixed in with the count. And then also in that same area, they're finding the tuna, mostly under the porpoise. And a lot of football-sized stuff, but they are pulling some 100, 150, 200-pound tuna off of those schools, mostly using the kite. And so, like I said, some really good fishing in that area. Move down to San Jose del Cabo, up around into the Sea of Cortez there. Just a short run for the San Jose del Cabo fleet. The Iman Bank, San Luis Bank, those are banks there, producing good numbers of tuna. Also good numbers of wahoo. They're starting to come in pretty good numbers now and getting to be a pretty consistent bite. And I hate to use the word guarantee, but we're getting close to that time when you can just about guarantee to get one. So, but I'm not going to throw myself on a limb yet. I'm going to hold off.
Pretty close, though.
Yeah, it's getting close. And, of course, still a lot of Dorado. Big bulls, big females on the big end, but still quite a few of those little dinks, up to 12 pounds, 13 pounds, 14 pounds. And remember, you get those little guys that are under 6, 7, 8 pounds, make sure you release those. They grow fast. You'll get a chance for them in a within less than a year, because they grow fast, and so make sure you release those. But inshore there, still a few roosters around. Moving up to La Paz there, basically kind of the same thing. They got some tuna. Oh, I might add, too, back at the San Jose del Cabo, that Outer Gordo gave up a 350-pound tuna yesterday, I believe. And guy was trolling the live skipjack, and it looks like those big fish are there. It's been a wind-wise. There's been some, when we start getting the Santa Anas here, it starts to blow down there about usually about 12, 14 hours later. They'll start getting that wind. So it's been pretty bumpy out there. Guys are getting out early and getting back early, but it's fishable. And of course, La Paz there, they're getting their yellowfin tuna, and I haven't heard any big boys there getting a few tuna wahoo off of Roca Montaña. And, of course, they are getting into the Dorado also. But that's the report for this week. Corey, I still got room for at least 4 guys on our Lake El Salto fantastic largemouth bass trip, January 10 to 14. So anybody wants to join Corey and I, be glad to have you along. Lots of fun. Get lots of bass. You might even be as lucky as Ricky and get 120 bass a day there.
Oh, dude. I mean, that's a killer trip, Cass. We talked about the their opening days when seniors' place is open, and that's when the gillnets are out of the water. They put the gillnets in the water for a 7 to 10 day period, and then they take them out for 5 days, And those are the days we're going when the nets are out.
That's
so
huge.
It's a huge, huge deal, and it's the only days they're open. So you got to like it, and it's, like you said, if you want to join us, that's in January of 2020.
And a great time of year. January, a kind of a prime time to be fishing El Salto. I know you fished it most of the months out of the year. January, one of the great ones.
It is, and that's, dude, the weather's nice, topwater fishing, maybe shallow water crankbait or swim bait fishing, and you want to enjoy a good time. I mean, the water starts getting low, and the fish start coming up shallow. And
I was
just going to
say, maybe a 5-inch MC swimmer on a weedless hook cast up right up where the water meets the mud.
Hey, bass are bass. It's just like calico fishing. It's calico fishing, fresh water, and catch a nice largemouth. Cass, I'm looking forward to that trip in January, buddy.
You got to admit that, too. Very, very reasonable airfare if you wanted a cool account. Running about 110 round trip.
That's crazy.
That's as cheap as it gets. And you don't have to, I mean, you could book it 6 months in advance, but that's a price if you booked it 2 months in advance.
I don't think I could drive my truck to L.A. for $110 and
right?
back, let alone fly
Dude,
down to Mexico.
I just filled my truck this morning. It cost me just shy of $90, Cass. Okay? And you're talking $110 round trip to Culiacan.
We'll take it.
Count me in, buddy.
Cass, all right, guys, listen, I'll talk to you guys next Saturday. You guys have a good week.
Great show, buddy. Appreciate it very much, Cass. We'll look forward to talking to you then. Some great fishing going on, man.
Craziness.
Sure. No doubt. Hey, want to remind you that Catch Report is sponsored by Ann's and Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the brand new Fish Pro series from Ann's and Knives. They're made from a high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and it's easy to sharpen. The Fish Pro series are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Basically, the guys from Ann's sat down with Sean and the boys from Fisherman's Processing together in a collaboration, basically said, what is it going to take to build the best fillet knife on the market? Those guys know how to build the best knives and put the best edges on them. The Fish Pros guys know what shapes and handles and styles are best for what we do, and those guys together came up with that Fish Pro series. There is not a better set of knives on the market, period. If you're serious about cutting your fish, processing your fish at home, and there's nothing better to own than that Fish Pro series of knife.
And he's a Southern California local guy
making
them. And can you get them at Sean's place?
You can buy them at Fisherman's Processing for sure. You can get them directly from Ann's and Knives. Those guys are at a lot of the Crossroads gun shows and things like that. It's a really cool thing. They also offer knives for military and law enforcement, hunting as well. Check annsandknives.com, or you get the Fish Pro series directly at Fisherman's Processing. And we're going to take a real quick break, buddy.
Let's do it. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network.
Hi there. I'm Hayden from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
There's nothing more peaceful than fishing. Just me, my pole, and some bait. Oh, and my life jacket, of course. I like fish, but I don't want to end up at the bottom of the water with them. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Saturday, November 2nd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle and clothing. Choose from hundreds of t-shirts and shorts from AFTCO. It's AFTCO and Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 2nd.
It's Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales Event from October 1st to November 26th. Take advantage of special offers on eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower four strokes and be ready to hit the water in spring. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. For a limited time only, offer ends November 26, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
Don't be the last one to get one, especially now. The Brutus Max Torque from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster and stronger, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend that has one. Get the new Brutus Max Torque by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at acelinehauler.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
This program is paid for by Let's Talk Hookup.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network. And stoked to be here on a beautiful Saturday, early October.
No doubt.
Awesome weather. Could be no better time than this point to be on a Parker boat, private boat fishing yellowfin tuna close to home.
No doubt about it. Well, tell us about it, buddy. What's going on at West Coast Marine? I mean, you guys are always so busy. The thing that cracks me up so much talking to Kevin is it's always like, you better get your boat in now, boys. They're busy. You know, they're stacked up. You have what is well known as the perfect boat for our type of fishing, and people want them. And on top of that, you guys are known for just the best service that goes along with it. And you have the right product and the right people, and people respond to it. You are a busy guy there at West Coast Marine.
Yep, and I count my lucky stars that we are a Parker dealer and that we're associated with Yamaha. It's just a perfect combination.
It really is.
You couldn't ask for anything better as far as quality of product to sell.
Well, I'll tell you, the only thing that I could have asked for better is West Coast Marine is where we bought. That's where my boat partner, Neil, and I, that's where we bought our boat. You know, we bought our boat through Kevin. We didn't buy it because of any affiliation with Let's Talk Hookup. That's the boat that we wanted, and we bought it through you guys, and the process was just as smooth and easy as possible. The thing that I always tell the story about Kevin is, like, Kevin, you know, you want to talk about whether this is a good salesman or a bad one, I don't know. He talked us out of all kinds of options. You know, we thought we were going to buy this. You know, you don't really need to spend the extra money on that. You know, spend the money on this. You want this option. I wouldn't worry about that one. You were so right. Like, I always think the sign of a good salesman is when they're starting to talk you out of things that you don't need. And you guys were just so great. If I could have asked for one thing, it would have been a selfish thing, and I'm in San Diego, and I didn't want to drive all the way up to Newport, and you guys handled that for us, too, because you opened up another location now in San Diego. So I just think it's the best thing, and I love everything you guys do there, and so proud to have my boat through West Coast Marine, and you guys now offering, you know, service and sales to San Diego residents as well.
Yep, and we're having fun down there, too. You know, we have a couple boats down in San Diego at the location where the service department is, and try to rotate them out every once in a while to get new product down there. Now the 2020s are showing up, and so I have more availability on those so that I can rotate more.
Sure.
They're just starting to come in again, and I've only got a couple of 2019s left.
Now,
that's unusual. You know, sometimes they last through, you know, January or February, but I imagine those things are going to be gone soon.
That's crazy.
Now, Newport, you know, the Newport Costa Mesa, you know, location, that's your flagship. That's where the bulk of the boats are at. You certainly have a larger facility up there. San Diego is sales and service. Your service is phenomenal down there. I mean, two fantastic or multiple fantastic guys as far as doing the service. So you do a lot of service in San Diego. But if a guy does want to see some boats, like you say, you rotate boats in and out of there all the time.
And the guys there at the service department will go out and give the guys the keys if I'm not there, and my phone number and stuff. And a lot of that we can do over the phone.
That's cool.
But they want us touch them. So,
all right.
Yeah, there's boats there to touch.
That's cool.
And, you know, climb up on one of the center consoles, or they got the keys to the a pilot house where you can go inside and sit in the seat, in the shock absorbing seat, and see how it works and see how high that bow rail is for that West Coast rail that Parker has. And, you know, it's got a windlass on the boat, or, you know, whatever. You can actually touch and see how big the fish hole compartment is on the transom, or, you know, how big that swim step is, or, you know, measure the door in the back of the transom and see if you really can fit a 200-pounder there.
I know you can put a 350 through the door.
How about that? Do you have one of the doors on yours, right?
We do, yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
What boat is it that you have? Because yours is, like, the most perfect, like, epic inshore, like, but yet made for the furthest of offshore fishing, like the most largest skiff you'd ever seen.
run and gun. And
ours is a very unique one. You don't see a lot of them out here. We always say that our boat is the most perfect boat for fishing ever built, with the exception of the fact that you can't close a door and put the windows up for the drive home. So we have a 2501. Which is a 25 center console. It's the same hull that you see most of I would say the most popular offshore boat out here. We can all agree. It's a Parker 25 pilot house. That's the boat you see the most of. So we have the exact same hull with a center console,
but
on
completely
it.
Open,
it's
dude.
Huge. It's huge everywhere. I mean, you could put four of your buds in the bow, casting the surface iron, with plenty of room, and then the same thing in the stern. It's just it's big everywhere. And
they make that in a 28.
I can't imagine.
Are you kidding me?
No,
I can't imagine.
It's 28. It's 3 feet right in the middle of the boat, so it's all stretched out.
Yeah.
So it's even bigger.
That's crazy.
Of course, you're not going to power the 28 with a single engine.
Yeah.
Like Rick.
We have a single 300 and a same deal 300 Yamaha, and just, man, we are at like 2,500 trouble-free hours. The thing has just been great for us. We are religious on our 100-hour service. We have Bob Aronson of West Coast Marine. He is our guy, and we are religious about our service, and that thing has just...
That's crazy.
It's bulletproof, man. And we are so happy with that combination.
And the wizard Bob Aronson is at the San Diego
yeah,
location.
Yeah, he works with West Coast Marine.
Yeah.
It's service, our company down there.
Yeah.
So it's a great combination.
We love it.
Dude, awesome combination.
We love it for sure. Well, hey, let's jump into the phones, and we got our buddy Scott Sherman from Snap Insurance. You know, a stranger to the Parker family. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing well, and I'm going to have to argue with you, Ricky. You were talking about the 2520. I'm thinking the 2510 is just a little bit better than the 2520.
Plenty argument to be made about that. Now, yours is...
Same hull.
Yeah, exactly. Yours is the third option in the 25-foot hull. You have the 2510, which is the walk-around. Still the advantage of, you know, the cabin to hide into, but a very unique layout and very open and very roomy.
Yeah, and that's what I really like about it. I mean, you put up the eyes and glass, and it's just like being inside a cabin with the door open, you know. And when I'm at the helm and you get a jig strike, I can turn around and see the spread. I can see what's happening and not have to get out the door and see what's going on. So I really like it that way. It's a really nice boat. And I heard about the good fishing that Kevin got into, and I just wanted to say you're welcome. My boat is out of the water for maintenance, and I'm sure that's why they're biting.
Hey, I don't mean to say this to you, but you keep that thing out, buddy. We're really enjoying what's going on right here, Scott.
I'm working on that. Get it back to you soon.
Yeah, you bet, buddy. I really appreciate it. And that's the other thing I wanted to say is not only did Kevin set me up with the boat of my dreams, you know, it's the maintenance and the service and the personal attention that Kevin gives to his customers is far superior to anybody else I've ever dealt with. So I just wanted to say thanks for all you do. And now you've got your local location, and that just saves a whole lot of time and makes it real easy. And Bob was my mechanic before you got this location, so it worked out great that you have Bob there.
Yeah.
Yep. 1-2 punch, buddy. We love it.
Yeah.
Good call, Scott. Yeah, hey, we appreciate the phone call, and I know you love that boat of yours. I love it too, man. And what did you choose for a power option on yours?
I've got dual 200 Yamahas on the back, and I need to thank you, Ricky, for what you said when I was debating between the 150s that came on it or upgrading to the 200. You looked at me and said, I've never had anybody on the water look up and say, gee, I wish I had less power.
More power.
That's cool, buddy. Well, Scott, glad to hear you're enjoying the boat so much, and appreciate you keeping us doped up. Yeah, get that thing back out there, man. There's tuna to go catch.
Yeah, with my luck, it'll shut off right when I get there. So
I think we got plenty of time. There's some serious volume around. Scott Sherman, appreciate it very much, buddy. We look forward to talking to you real soon. Thanks a lot for that.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, well, hey, let's jump into the phones, Corey. They're packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Kevin.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Don. Don's calling from Woodland Hills, and we really appreciate you holding on tight. And welcome to the show this morning, Don.
Hey, it's always a pleasure holding on for you guys. Hey, first, Ricky, congratulations ahead of time on the upcoming nuptials.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it very much, Don. We're really excited.
I'm sure you are. Hey, Kevin, I'm not a boat owner, but I've been around boats a lot throughout my life. For what you see, what's some of the maintenance items that a lot of boat owners don't do that they should that put them down a lot?
Good question.
That's a good question.
Well, servicing the engines, and like Ricky was saying, is being religious on getting the oil changed and the water pump impellers on the engines. As far as on the boats go, I can't tell you how many times that people avoid or just neglect their bait pump. And what's the worst thing out there is you know, spend your $75 for a scoop and a half of bait or something, and you're out there, and the pump goes.
Yeah.
And really, all it might have been is that it might have had some eelgrass in the filter or around the shaft of the motor on the bait pump. So that's a big one as far as fishing goes. You know, as far as the other stuff on the boats. Fiberglass and stainless steel lends itself to just pretty easy cleaning and easy maintenance.
And that's really what the Parkers are, dude. Totally. They're so heavy-duty built and basic and bulletproof that, like even my boat, I mean, the most awesome thing about it is there isn't a million compartments, and they're built for Southern California-style fishing that's, like you're saying, basic build, heavy duty. There's nothing to go wrong with a darn boat.
I know it shouldn't be one of the reasons that somebody buys a boat, but when Neil and I were shopping for our boat, like, that was the thing. We wanted a boat that, we keep our boat at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We wanted a boat that when we hit the 5-mile-an-hour slowdown in Mission Bay, we could have that boat clean by the time it hits the docks. You know, saltwater scrubbed down, the whole boat is sudsed up by the time we hit the dock. Then you rinse off the salt and you step off of, hook the motor up to the flush. By the time you're taking your gear off, you're back in the car.
And look at this. The biggest issue we're talking about is a bait pump.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, are you kidding me?
And I know the 25s, and I would assume the 23s are the same way. They have two through holes, we have two through holes for water, and those pump into a manifold that Mark Wish set up when he did our tank. So we have two separate bait pumps
running
two
one
separate
at a
bait
time.
Tanks.
You so, run one at a time.
Yeah, so we have the option of using either bait pump to push water to either tank. We use a big Japsco Cyclone pump that is enough to power both tanks at once, and then we have a Rule pump as a backup. So if we happen to have a pump go down, like Kevin was saying, we literally open up a hatch in the back of the boat, we turn one T-valve off, we turn the other one on, and flip the switch, and you're pumping water again. There's no change. And then you deal with it on the next trip. You deal with it and you get back. We have two completely – we basically just have redundant bait pumps that we can push water to either tank.
And that's how we set up all of our – with that same exact setup.
Yeah.
And strainers also.
Totally.
Get that eelgrass out of there to start with, and then, you're
keep
good
it from,
to go.
Keep it from getting inside the impeller.
Exactly.
There you go.
That's exactly.
Cool. All right, man. We've got a lot of good stuff coming up. Don, thanks for the call, and that's going to lead to an open line. You want to give us a shout? The number here at Let's Talk Hookup is 833 833- 888-288-0973. We're giving away a pair of Maui Jims, a local kind. We're going to be right back. It's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network.
KWFN-FM and KWFN-HD1 San Diego, a radio.com sports station.
With three, play action. Winston looking. Winston throws. End zone, right side. It's caught. Touchdown.
Jameis Winston plays here on 97.3 The Fan. This program is sponsored and produced by Let's Talk Hookup. Opinions and offers expressed during this program are not those of Intercom Communications or 97.3 The Fan. Sometimes they tell some pretty hefty fish stories, and we don't know if they're true or not.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 2nd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 80% on hundreds of items. Just listen to this list of vendors. Accurate, Avet, Calstar, Costa, Daiwa, Fishworks, Gamakatsu, Iser, Mustad, MC Baits, Okuma, Olakai, Owner, P-Line, Phoenix, Power Pro, Salty Crew, Seaguar, Shimano, United Composites, West Coast Marine, Wind Grips, and Yozuri. That's right, over 20 manufacturers' reps. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranx Casting Contest. Show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranx 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 80%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives to spice up the pot. We'll have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 2nd.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatball and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatball. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details. Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California, no one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.